Here's how Cigaro put it a few weeks back on WFSB's Face the State.
It's a done deal.
It's a done deal.
It's been submitted to the council for their approval. There's a resolution that's on board, and I think that there's uniform consensus on our council that this is something good for the city, so we're looking towards opening day.
Since then, members of the city council have appeared increasingly less uniform in their consensus, and earlier this week, the council voted to hire its own consultant to study the park. It'll spend no more than $7,500 to do so. In an email, Council President Sean Wooden said that he wanted to seek independent advice.
The council president felt that we needed expert consultation.
That's Larry Deutsch, the council's minority leader and a member of the Working Families Party. He says the council wants to have a professional help figure out whether the deal makes good economic sense for the city and its residents.
By no means is it a done deal. And each and every day, I find citizens who vociferously object to the city spending $60 million. And even when I ask them if it were given to us free, they raise questions.
I asked him whether the mayor initially overstated the council's support for the stadium or whether members of the council signed on without knowing the full details. The answer, he said, is both. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.